Botswana.
Vice Chairperson, Director General, fellow ministers, ambassadors, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, we wish to join others in expressing our deep gratitude to the government and the people of the Republic of Kenya for their customary warm hospitality as well as conducive environment for our deliberations. As we mark the 20th anniversary of the establishment of WTO, we acknowledge the continued relevance of the rule-based multilateral trading system and its contribution to global growth and stability. For small countries like Botswana, the platform is crucial as it offers us an opportunity to participate in matters that affect us. It is thus opportune to reaffirm the principles and objectives set out in the Marrakesh Agreement establishing WTO, in particular Article 3 relating to the functions of the organization. Vice Chairperson, in Bali we adopted the Agreement on Trade Facilitation, which brought hope to continued engagement on the remaining Doha Development Agenda issues. We as developing countries have made and continue to make efforts to ratify and facilitate the implementation of the agreement upon its entry into force. We did and continue these efforts in good faith that we will in turn invigorate efforts towards conclusion of the round. Vice Chairperson, we note with great regret that our post-value mandate have proved difficult to achieve. This as to the fact that after a decade and a half, a collective effort towards conclusion of the DDA at a great cost to small economies like ours, we have limited results to show, especially on the gateway issues of agriculture, NAMA and services. We should therefore take the opportunity to reflect on our best to reorganize ourselves as to achieve our objectives and realize the ambitions we set for ourselves. In this regard, we have to take into account the changed landscape since 2001 when we agreed on the Doha mandate. This way, we can explore together what is profitable and reaffirm that it is only fair that commitments be commensurate with the level of development. Doing so would strengthen the basis for a meaningful contribution to global sustainable development. In shaping the outcome, Vice Chairperson, it will be important to reaffirm the principles that have brought us this far, such as the centrality of development, special and differential treatment, less than full reciprocity for developing and least developed countries, consensus-based decision-making, inclusiveness, transparency, and member-driven process. These principles should remain an integral part of WTO future work. Vice Chairperson, as I conclude, let me say that we should recognize that our common interests are greater than the sum of our differences. So long as the relationship is defined by our differences, we will leave Nairobi without a clear understanding and commitment on how we progress or shape the future of WTO's work. This would deal a devastating blow to one of the core WTO functions as a function of multilateral negotiations. The unfortunate reality is that in the process, the loss will be most borne heavily by members that can least afford it, such as Botswana. Finally, Vice Chair, let me take this opportunity to congratulate the Republic of Liberia, the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan on the accession to WTO in 2015. I thank you, Vice Chair.
Thank you very much. Now I invite